From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Bush administration is defending its assertions made 2 years ago that Baghdad's effort to purchase aluminum tubes indicated a revived Iraqi nuclear program. The New York Times published a 10,000-word investigative report yesterday about those tubes. The Times story documented a vigorous debate within the U.S. government about the purpose of the tubes. Even before September 11, 2001, U.S. nuclear experts at the Department of Energy had concluded that the tubes were most likely for artillery, not a nuclear centrifuge, the Times reports. But the theory that they were evidence of an Iraqi drive to make weapons-grade uranium was advanced as fact by administration officials. In September 2002, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice told this to CNN's Wolf Blitzer.
We do know that there have been shipments going into Iran, for instance, into Iraq, for instance, of aluminum tubes that really are only suited to high-quality aluminum tubes that are only really suited for nuclear weapons programs, centrifuge programs.
And a few days later, President Bush spoke to the United Nations of Iraq's several attempts to buy high-strength aluminum tubes to enrich uranium for a nuclear weapon. The Times, citing four officials at the CIA and two senior administration officials, reports that the contrary analysis, the one that appears to be borne out by what's been found since the war, was known to Dr. Rice's staff for almost a year at the time of those comments. Yesterday, on ABC's This Week program, Condoleezza Rice acknowledged there were differences of opinion, but insisted that the account she gave of the aluminum tubes was the bottom line of the government's analysis.
The intelligence community assessment as a whole was that these were likely and certainly suitable for and likely for his nuclear weapons program.
And White House Communications Director Dan Bartlett said that that assessment came from, among others, George Tenet.
It was the director of the Central Intelligence and others who said, we believe this to be the case. So at every step of the way, comments by Dr. Rice, by Secretary Powell, were cleared by the intelligence community.
David Barstow is one of the three New York Times reporters who are authors of this story. Welcome to the program, David Barstow.
Thanks.
The administration is responding to your story by saying, first of all, we said at the time what CIA Director George Tenet was saying. Is that true?
It is true. George Tenet repeatedly assured administration officials that these tubes were for centrifuges. He was reflecting what his own analysts were telling him.
But what you and your colleagues have documented in the Times story is the argument within the government as to whether this shred of intelligence, Iraq is trying to buy aluminum tubes, meant that they were trying to build a centrifuge or whether they were buying aluminum for artillery tubes. I want you to tell us in a nutshell, first of all, what was the case that these were centrifuge parts?
The case that these were centrifuge parts was that they were made of a material, 7075T6 aluminum, very hard aluminum. And under international sanctions, Iraq was not permitted to buy tubes made of this material simply because they can be, in some circumstances, used in a centrifuge. So that was the primary red flag in the beginning.
The first argument came from CIA, the first case.
That's correct.
But then the Department of Energy weighed in, and they said, no, these are probably for artillery tubes.
They did. They put their best people on this, guys who really design centrifuges and understand the intricate engineering that has to occur in these things. And they looked at these tubes, and they said, wait a minute. Okay, these tubes might be made of the right basic material, but everything else about them is wrong. They're the wrong size. The dimensions are wrong. The walls are too thick. They're coated with a material that makes them unsuitable or ill-suited for a nuclear centrifuge.
I think one of my favorite observations you turned up is someone said, if this is the beginnings of a secret nuclear weapons program, why are the Iraqis virtually haggling over the price in public over the cost of the tubes?
Not only that, but for these to have worked in a centrifuge, you would have had to have 16,000 of them working together in concert. Well, Iraq had never succeeded in getting more than one centrifuge working at a time. So they were a long ways away, even if they used these, were able to modify these tubes to make them work. What we discovered was that these competing theories were known at pretty high levels of the White House long before the administration began pointing to these tubes in the fall of 2002.
And we should add that when Secretary of State Colin Powell addressed the UN Security Council and made his presentation, on this point he acknowledged that there were differences of opinion about the tubes. Condoleezza Rice said yesterday on ABC that the Energy Department, aluminum tubes aside, the Energy Department had concluded that Saddam Hussein was trying to restart his nuclear weapons program. Is that true, so far as you know?
It's true. And in fact, what happened was the Department of Energy was consistent all along in their position that they just simply do not see a viable way that these tubes could have been used for centrifuges for all the reasons we just talked about. On the other hand, they said, well, there's enough other evidence out there. In particular, what they zeroed in on were these reports of Iraq shopping for yellowcake, uranium ore, in Niger. So they said, well, based on that and a couple of other factors, we conclude that, yeah, okay, we think Saddam is reconstituting his nuclear program. What's interesting about that is that that bit of information, the yellowcake intelligence, was being strongly disputed by none other than the CIA.
It seems like the old story, if we had ham, we'd have a ham sandwich. If we had bread. I mean, each theory is dependent on the other thing, which is absent.
Yes, it was a really remarkable thing that occurred in the crafting of this national intelligence estimate that became really the basis for the Senate's vote on the war resolution.
To what extent can you look at Iraq today at the results of the inspections led first by David Kay and then by Charles Delfer, and say President Bush, Dr. Rice, Vice President Cheney were wrong and those Energy Department experts were right?
Well, they have found no signs anywhere of any hidden centrifuge program. I mean, that's our own weapons inspectors have come to that conclusion. David Kay spent a lot of time looking at this very issue. And what he came away with and explained to us was that there was very little way these tubes could be used in a centrifuge. The one analogy that was made was, well, I suppose it's theoretically possible to turn a Yugo into a Cadillac. And that was kind of what the engineering experts were saying would have to happen with these tubes for them to have been used in a centrifuge.
David Barstow, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Reporter David Barstow of the New York Times, along with reporters Jeff Girth and William Broad, wrote on Sunday about U.S. intelligence and the debate over why Iraq was trying to buy aluminum tubes.